speak of computers as though they are just mechanical. But I will assure you, child, in the future they will become even more capable of reporting and doing many things. Now, does this mean that you will become lazy and not available? No. It will require much thought and thinking to become involved with the future computers. You will find, though, that as time goes by, computers will be used to find water, to clear the air, to make the earth brighter and more cheerful. Computers will be used in many ways, and it is your responsibility to be sure they're not used in a negative way. We see a grand future, and we encourage you to remember that your gift of inventiveness is what makes a computer so wonderful. Some of you, not the bigger ones, the older humans, but the youngest ones coming, will use computers as an extension of themselves. Child, yes, in some ways, yes, you will walk up and say to a computer, "I'd like a cup of tea, please," and it will say to you, "Yes, ma'am," or "Sir," your name, and then you'll say it, and they'll say, "Coming right up, exactly as you asked." And there it will come out of a little slot, your cup of tea. Your name will tell them what kind of teas you like, and it will be programmed in. So please know, if your children are thinking of a career, help them become programmers, because that will be essential for each household will have their own programs. It will be quite fascinating. A computer, or you will give it a name, "Come clean this mess I made on the floor," and immediately here comes this little machine that will scrub, clean, wipe, tend to, and remove. So it will become common to us. It's like, where is the broom? Where is the mop? Where is the scrubbers? All this will be combined in the future homes. The air will be monitored. It will be cleaned by computers. The water will be checked. There will not be the disasters of water that is bad, but there will be a computer that tests the water as it comes in and flows to you. I am just naming a few things that we see that is coming, and not that far away, believe it or not, child. So your children, the little people now, will say, "What was a broom, Mom?" And you will laugh and say, "Oh, yes, there was a time Grandma and I used a broom." The inventiveness of humans is going to outshine itself in the next 50 years. And I want young people to know that life is an adventure, and computers will help them with their adventure. Now, will you travel outside of the world? Yes. But that is a very daring part. But the average lady and gentleman will want the computers to take care of their home as they travel and do. So it will become a very different world. What is important, the most important to remember, that you, the souls of you, take care of what you have been given, and you take care of it in a proper way. Create love, blessings, and caring for all humans, so that all things can become clearly wonderful in the future. Our blessings.